Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this fourth day of March, 2018. This was my dad's birthday, so if he was alive right now, I would be saying, Happy birthday, Dad. That would have been, it would be his 114th birthday if he was here. Quite a long time to have been on this earth. And sometimes I just amaze myself at the changes that my parents' generation went through. Practically from covered wagon. I mean, literally, there were still people coming, moving to Texas farmland in wagons at the time they were born, just at the turn of the 20th century. And then they went through the boom, World War I, the boom afterwards, the Depression, World War II, the boom after that, going to the moon. Oh, my gosh. When I think about all the technology they had to learn, it was so much more than, in a way, it was more than we have, even though the technological changes are moving faster and there are more of them. They don't signify such drastic changes. The drastic lifestyle changes happened in the 20th century, and I think that's why there were so many really terrible wars, because these changes were not equalizing across the board and around the globe, and there was so much conflict and sense of being left out of the movement by people who said, wait a minute, you're not going to be Lord of the Earth. I'm going to be up there with you, or maybe we'll be the Lord of the Earth. So that was the contest. And then there was who gets to the moon fastest. What a century that was. Amazing. And I know that this will be also an amazing century, but I hope it will be a century of more peace, more reconciliation, more unity, and more growth in the understanding of how we're connected, not in competition for how we're different. So we are making our best efforts in that direction by offering Christ's blessing every Sunday. And I have some good news to announce about that. I'm going to hold it until a few more people are on board. We're getting up in numbers now. And usually it takes till about the 20 minute time until so many people come on for the blessing. But I still want to give time for our community to speak, because it makes such a difference in how we connect and in how we can support one another. So I would like to take some calls from our queue. Tony, I see you're on and your line is open.
Hey, Glenda. Thank you so much. And happy birthday to your dad. The thing I'm calling to, a couple things. My dear friend Tiger and his wife, Laura, passed on a few weeks ago, and I've been kind of helping them out on the weekend, mm-hmm. spending time with Tiger the last few weeks, and he's doing really, really well. And we kind of had some signs from Laura that she's doing really well. So
great.
I kind of want to just say thank you very much to the community for all the prayers and blessings that we sent to them over the last year. It was about a year ago that she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So they both seem to be doing well, fortunately, and all the people around them. So I want to send, you know, a blessing again to them for the healing and the strength that they need.
Oh, yes.
But I also wanted to just say what a joy it has been. All your classes, but the one that we're doing right now is just really fascinating. And it seems to have a lot of gravity to it. You've mentioned during the class that it's probably one of the most significant things that Yeshua has shared through your experience with him. And it's very helpful. It seems to connect so many things. And I was drawn to read in Love Without End after this last week. I was drawn to a couple of things that are connected with what you're teaching us about God's will. And it connected me back to the section on your rights and freedom. And it just seems to be very, very beautifully tied in with the message about connecting with our will and with God's will, and also realizing that we have such profound rights and freedoms. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and say thank you so much.
Oh, that's great, Tony. Thank you so much. You are a joy. And I also wanted to comment on your comment about Tiger and Laura, and that is sometimes the blessing is not in what happens externally, but in how the blessing happens internally within our hearts. You know, we're all here on a short-term mission to be in this life for a while, to explore and have an experience that will help us create and reflect upon our unique position in the family of God, who we are as children of God, to God and to one another. And we discover that through experience. But it's a very short-term appointment compared to eternity. And that doesn't mean we won't come back again and have another one. Mm-hmm. But after that life is complete, whether or not there will be another one, or whether we simply stay in a state of unity in the heart of God, it's how we process our life that matters, because the truth is revealed in our heart. The truth is revealed by what happens in our heart and from our heart to the heart of another. And that's what really brings about the ultimate blessing, because we can be at peace with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Once we discover that, we actually lose our resistance to the hardships of life. And ironically, we're able to handle the hardships of life and change them better. Part of our biggest difficulty with the hardships of life is our resistance. Our resistance drives us to try so hard to change something that sometimes we just push against it and make it worse.
Yeah.
When we can relax and be with whatever our challenge is, or be relaxed with whatever our advantage is and say, well, this too shall pass, we can know, we can move into our heart and know that that is our eternal strength. And it's a stabilizing power that gives the greatest meaning to our life. And so all of the blessings are directed toward our heart. I see Stormy's on the line. Hi, Stormy. I know you're a good one to talk about the heart.
Yes. Speaking about hearts, my brother, Neil, 5 years younger than me, received a blessing last week he doesn't know about. He had a widowmaker's heart attack, 95% blockage. And the good news, the nurse says, you're sitting up. They put a stent in, and he's doing okay.
Wow.
He had a blessing that he doesn't know about, but,
that's okay.
But I know about.
That's okay. We don't have to know about them all. And the fact is, those of you who receive blessings today will generate and spread the blessing to others, and they won't know about it. But somewhere along the line, it will make a difference in their attitude, because they're gonna wake up one morning and say, you know, this could have been a whole lot worse. And they're going to see that just because something looks bad, it doesn't mean the worst will happen. There are always miracles at hand, or at the very least, there are always more options when we can let go of our resistance.
Yeah,
so thanks for sharing that. I know that your prayers and blessings are so intense, Stormy, because of your faith. And it is by our faith that we are made whole. That's what Yeshua said after every miracle he performed. He took no credit for it. You know that? Not once. Son of God did not take credit for a single miracle. He always disclaimed it by saying, it is your faith that made you whole.
So true. You also mentioned once about how you asked Jesus about humanity making this transition to earth, to love, to this new ascension, and he told you yes. You mentioned this in your talk on angels, and I just wanted to mention that about we will get there. I've already seen it. I already know it for myself, but we'll get there.
We will. And I see subtle changes every day. And, you know, I think it's an important indication in a way that our growth into love and goodness is opposed, because the fact that it's opposed means it's real.
Yeah,
I do a lot of counseling, and sometimes I counsel couples whose marriage is in trouble. And the first thing I tell them is, I want you to know right up front, you wouldn't fight if you didn't care. You would just walk off, leave everything on the table, turn it over to the attorneys, and get on with separate lives. You fight because you care.
Yep.
And that's something we don't, you know, we don't like to fight. We don't like to disagree. But the fact is, disagreement is healthy provided it's not excessive and provided it doesn't become destructive. Because it allows us to see the challenge that is existing inside another person. It allows them to express that challenge and to know they can be loved even if they have that challenge. So I'm not by any means a Pollyanna. I would have left this. I would have hightailed this area so fast you couldn't believe it, on August 20th when we first heard that the hurricane was heading our way. Instead, I chose to stay. Because I know that the greatest miracles and the greatest truth is revealed in the hardships we can confront. And this is why Yeshua did not leave town when he knew he was about to be arrested. He wasn't sure exactly what the consequences would be, whether, I think to the very end, he was kind of hoping that Abba, Father, would take him off the cross. Because among his last words were, Father, Father, why have you left me? That tells me he was hoping to the very end. Maybe he wouldn't have to go through it all.
That's a strong message about humanity that says who we are as humans.
It's
a strong mission about all of us.
Absolutely. And we are strong. And we are courageous. And we are children of God. You know, we're not children of the gingerbread cookie maker. We are children of God. We can take anything. But we can't take it and benefit with it with a bad attitude or with a loss of faith or with meanness in our heart. We have to find within our heart the best that we can be at any moment and bring that out and make the most of it on behalf of ourselves and someone else. So thanks, Jeremy, for giving me the opportunity to express myself that way. I'm going to take a call now from Sarah. Hi, Sarah, you're on.
Hi, Glenda, this is Sarah.
Yes.
And I'm calling to ask for a blessing from my friend Betty in New Hampshire. And she just had a really bad fall. Her ribs especially, I don't think they're broken, but she's in a tremendous amount of pain.
Okay.
And she's also been on oxygen for a while, so she's just being really challenged right now.
Oh, bless her heart. Yes, of course we will. We will have her on our list. And you will have her in your prayers.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And we've moved down to the, I think we have enough people on the call now. I want to make a very, very special announcement. We have a veteran blessing giver who really wanted to come to our next Christ Blessing Seminar. But due to problems in life, he couldn't break away. So he purchased two enrollments and gave them as scholarships. So if there are any among you who really, really want to come, but you couldn't afford the tuition, now is your chance. So let me know. Write me at Glenda Green. Just write out GlendaGreen at gmail.com. That's easy to remember, GlendaGreen at gmail.com. And say, I want the scholarship. That's all you have to say. And the reason it's important to say that in the subject line is because I get so many emails every day. And I want to be able to handle this one as quickly as possible so that you can make travel arrangements and so that we can get you set up with the information you need. So be sure and put that in the subject line and write me. Now, you still will have to take care of your travel arrangements and your hotel because that was not included in the gift. Maybe someone else will want to donate some money that could help with the hotel room. But they are very inexpensive compared to what you're getting and for most. And there will more than likely be some people who need a roommate, which will bring it down to about $35 a night. And so we can talk about that. We can talk about the rest of your finances. Once you write me, once I know who's interested. So that was my great news for the day. And I hope that has made a couple of people very happy. I'm going to take two more calls. Joanna, hi. You're on.
Am I on right now?
Yes, Joanna is on, yes.
Oh, good, thank you. Gosh, that was fantastic. I usually ask for blessings for other people, but I need a blessing. I have been kind of lambasted by a family member with a lot of anger, and I just feel kind of emotionally, physically, absolutely wiped out from it. So, and I just, physically I'm feeling not so good as well. So I just wanted to ask for a blessing, and your message was very significant to me today. Thank you.
Oh, good. And you are on my list. And we have a caller from area code 218, and you're on. Hello? You're on 218, area code 218.
Hi, Jerome.
Oh, Jerome, hi.
How are you there? You're sounding great, and I love you and send you to all the blessings. We need a blessing for a guy named Michael who has cancer of the lung.
Okay. You got it.
Wait, Glenda, love and blessings to you. Keep up the good work. We love you, we love you, we love you.
Oh, thank you, and same to you, Jerome. Let me get his name. It's Michael? Jerome?
Yes?
Okay. I got it.
Got it. Way to go, Brenda. Thanks.
All right. Well, we're moving on, and I don't see anyone in the queue right now, but it's open if anyone decides that they want a special blessing. Okay, there you go. You're on from area code 321.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Well, I just wanted to say I got to be part of a speech contest yesterday, and I used the master's expression, if it happens to one, it happens to all. And
great.
Each of us are an indivisible part, or I'm sorry, an indispensable part of an indivisible whole. And I did place. I got third place. I think there were about seven competitors. But it was
That's
mostly,
great. Congratulations.
Cool. But mostly it was just being able to talk about the things that were part of healing my life, and I think I get mostly a positive response as well.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. That is wonderful to hear, Scott. You're doing great work. And is there a particular blessing that you wanted to ask for?
No, not particular. Just thanks very much.
Okay.
And I would like to be in the hat for the scholarship if possible.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you don't have to write me. Now I've got you down. All right. Can you handle everything else, Scott, if it turns out that we can give this to you?
Yes, I can cover transportation and board. And
great. Okay. We have a wireless caller from area code 413. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June from Massachusetts. I wanted to ask, I'm not feeling too hot myself right now. so I guess I'm asking a blessing for me and also for Sarah and Mark and George, who are dealing with cancer, that are close to me.
Okay. Sarah, Mark, and George.
Yes.
I've got that written down.
Thank you.
How about you? Do you need a blessing?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sounds to me like you've got a little touch of a cold.
I do, yeah, I do.
Okay, we will ask Yeshua to take care of you too.
Thank you.
And we have another caller from area code 413. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Joni. And
hi, Joni.
Hi, and I wanted to ask, a friend of mine, Maura, has asked for a blessing. She's having very, very serious problems with her left hip, and she's hardly able to walk, and there's been some serious prognosis there, so she's be very grateful.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. She's on our list. And you too.
Thank you.
And we have a caller from area code 720. You're on.
Yes. Am I on?
You are.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask for a blessing for Mary, who just underwent a double mastectomy, and for Irv, who has had a recurrence of metastatic cancer, and his situation is really, really serious.
Oh, what again? What was his name?
Irv.
Irv.
Yes, yes. And also for myself, I'm having some pretty serious eye problems.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, I've got all this down. Now, what I want to say is something that I frequently do say, and that is, we don't pray from the problem. When God sees us and looks down on us, God sees us as his perfect child. Perfect, well, healed, whole, innocent, and pure. He doesn't see our transgressions. He doesn't see our illnesses. He doesn't see our problems. And he erases and eradicates our problems by making the perfection bigger. Does that make sense? I hope it does. It's like he puts the air hose of his love into the balloon of our problem and he just blows it up so that the problem is so small compared to the love that we are, the strength that we are, the unity that we are, that the problems become insignificant. And that, I think, is why Yeshua always said, it is your faith that made you whole. Because when we go into our faith, it's not just faith in God. It's faith in our relationship to God. In other words, we know that God loves us. We know that God sees us as his child. We know that God sees us in our perfection, and that perfection becomes multiplied, and the problem becomes insignificant. Now, this doesn't mean that in our prayers we cannot state our problem in the sense of saying, oh, Lord, I have this problem. My friends have this problem. I lay this problem on the altar of your grace, your love, your power to heal, that we not have to even think about it again, because by your grace, it will be healed. And then our attention entirely goes into the love we have and the will of God manifesting into our life. This is a little bit that Tony was referring to when he was mentioning how much and how powerful this webinar is that he's studying right now. And that is how to invoke the will of God in our life. That is the first request. And an interesting thing I will share with all of you is that in the Lord's Prayer, it opens by just regaling the grandeur of God, the awesomeness of God, our humbleness before God, just an awesome declaration of our love and recognition of God's power. The prayer opens with that. And the first request and the only request in the beginning is not really a request so much as a pronouncement. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What are we saying there? We're saying that there is a connection, that there is a reflection. There can be a reflection, and let that reflection take place. You see, it would be entirely different if at the end of asking for our daily bread, at the end of asking forgiveness, at the end of asking for healing, at the end of asking for peace on earth, then we said, but thy will be done. It's a totally different statement. Because in that statement, we're saying, well, these other things may or may not happen, but thy will be done. In other words, it's a condescension. Almost. It's a self-abnegation. Almost. It's arrogance. It wouldn't fit. It doesn't have the power. It wouldn't have the power at the end of the prayer. The prayer opens by affirming that heaven, that earth can reflect heaven. And that's what is conveyed in the blessing. Knowing how to be in the faith of that certainty that earth can reflect heaven. So, it is time that we begin our blessing. And it was just perfect the way everyone came on board and asked for a blessing and helped me to say what I needed to say today on behalf of Yeshua. And now I would like to give a prayer to him. I would like for each one of you receiving the blessing to be seated, your legs and your arms not crossed, because there will be energy flowing from heaven to earth and back from earth to heaven. Remembering, we are creating union between heaven and earth. That is the opening line of the prayer. In terms of request, the opening request is that earth and heaven be joined. That's what we do in the blessing. We join earth and heaven. In the blessing seminar, you will find out how that happens, how to do it, and how to do it in your daily life more and more every day, so that your life becomes more successful every day and more reconciled to the will of God every day. So, just be seated, and blessing givers, please stand with me. I will say my invocation to Yeshua, and then we will conduct the energy given to us through the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, our beloved friend, Lord of life and Son of God, the one who came to restore our wholeness and teach us who we really are and for what we were really created. Not all these trivial goals that we line up like pieces on a chessboard, hoping to make the next best move, but really to be here on earth, connecting with God, a reflection of God on the earth plane to bring about blessings in life. For that, we were created. Thank you for teaching us how to do that, for having shown us how to do that. We now ask that you be with those who do not yet have the faith to reside in the truth of their being and the power of their faith, to be with those who feel alone. Even though they're not alone, their feeling of it is intense. To be with those who hurt, even though there's a place where they would not hurt. Right now, hurting is where they are. Be with them and give them comfort. Be with the children. Be with the elderly. Be with the hungry. Be with the lost and help them find their way home. We ask in your precious name and for all the purity and holiness that you are, that we may strive every day to be more like you. And at least when we pray, we can seek to be your reflection on earth. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. I would like you to go and rest now and just absorb and receive the blessings of God, the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the healing energy of the Holy Spirit. So, bye-bye for now.